on your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Combat zones are being declared around aid distribution centres in Gaza, and Palestinians told to stay away from them today. 27 people were killed outside one of the facilities in Rafah on Tuesday, according to Hamas. The IDF says it was responding to a group deviating from the designated route. Claire Manera from the aid group MSF says the humanitarian sites are in the most dangerous places.
The population have to travel an extremely long way to get there. Then they are being shot at. If they survive that, then the people have to fight for the food. This means women and children, the disabled, the elderly, they have no chance.
Train operators are taking disproportionate action against passengers accused of fare dodging, according to the transport regulator. The Office for Road and Rail is recommending clearer information about tickets and consistency in how passengers are treated. The family of a Scottish man who vanished on a stag do in Portugal a week ago say they're in a living hell waiting for news. 38-year-old Greg Monks disappeared during a night out in Albufeira and was last seen on the outskirts of the city. His sister Gillian says that's where police are focusing their search.
What that area's like, it's quite dense. There's a lot of rocks, cliffs, trees. There's no street lights. It's like unimaginable to think that he could be lost somewhere in that.
The Foreign Office says it's supporting Greg's family. And UK households have seen their bills rise by an average of £104 per month, according to comparison site YouSwitch. It says that's led to people cutting back on socialising and holidays. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Music galore for you then this Wednesday morning on Early Breakfast. I'm Lucy Coward, and are you ready to trip the moonlight?
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Clint Eastwood turned 95 on Saturday just gone. Jonathan Ross celebrated that in Saturday night's Classic FM at the Movies, which you can catch up on right now on Global Player. And Clint says he has no intention of retiring. He told Vanity Fair, "I'll work as long as I can still learn something or until I'm truly senile," adding, "Sure, there are directors who lose their touch at a certain age, but I'm not one of them." He also can't stand sequels, by the way, saying, "Do something new or stay at home." From one of his biggest hits, In Front of the Camera, we heard the theme to The Good, the Bad and the Ugly by Ennio Morricone, who is in charge of the Czech National Symphony Orchestra, the Kodály Choir and the Sokolnai Choir. And it was Daniel Barenboim at the keyboard before that, playing the first movement of Beethoven's Moonlight Piano Sonata number 14. It's Lucy Cowart here, adding a musical touch to your morning with Early Breakfast on Classic FM, Wednesday, June the 4th. Hello there. The overture to Hansel and Gretel, the music of Humperdinck, saw Neville Mariner direct the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. And it's an intrepid group of youngsters now that's going to lead the Dawn Chorus this morning on Early Breakfast. In fact, Libera have announced they'll be touring to Catalonia for the very first time this summer as part of their European tour. They will be performing at the stunning Montserrat Abbey. So as they prepare for that, they can help us prepare for our day two with this Song for Peace, whose melody you might just recognise.
Classic FM.
Yvonne Fischer with the baton in hand for the Budapest Festival Orchestra as they played the Hungarian Dance No. 7 by Brahms. And before that, our dawn chorus this morning on Early Breakfast on Classic FM was sung by Libra. And it was This Is My Song from Finlandia by Sibelius.
Thank you.
It's just lovely. I particularly adore the opening to that. Mariana Shirinyan with the Copenhagen Philharmonic Orchestra alongside playing the second movement of Kuhlau's Piano Concerto in C. Rolf Gupta was the conductor. And how about a good old stroll now to get the circulation going? Well, we will embark on that shortly on Classic FM, which will certainly put us in the mood for the piece that'll follow.
Classic FM.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th July, was 17.50. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? After my wife Pam died from bowel cancer, I did everything to contribute to today's research, and now I can help fund the discoveries of tomorrow. Whilst Pam never met her grandchildren, leaving a legacy means that even when I'm not here, I can make a difference to their lives.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
It's so familiar, and yet I always thoroughly enjoy that every time. Morning Mood from Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, Edward Gardner in charge of the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra. And the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra was directed by Naimi Järvi before that, as they played in the Steppes of Central Asia by Borodin. Now, after six, I have got music from John Barry to look forward to. And a track of his will feature in this week's episode of Real Music with Debbie Wiseman, our new series from Classic FM's Composer in Residence, which sees her speak to legends of the stage and screen that she has collaborated with over the years. Her guest this Friday evening from 9 p.m. will be lyricist Don Black, who she worked with in 2006 at the National Theatre. And if you missed her chat with actor and author Sheila Hancock last week, well, you can catch up on Global Player.
Thank you.
Howard Shelley on the podium for the Swiss-Italian Orchestra as they delivered the second movement of Spohr's Symphony No. 6. Hello, good morning to Adam, who sent a lovely message saying, "Hi, Lucy, just wanted to say how much I enjoy listening to Classic FM." That's brilliant. I love that. You can always message us that. He says, "It helps me keep at peace. And I'm already looking forward to when Classic FM goes festive. It's my favourite time of year." Fantastic. I mean, it's June, so, you know, why not start thinking about it right now? And we will think about one of my artists of the moment after the latest news, which is next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Another miss? I think you need your eyes tested, Dad.
At Vision Express, we've developed our most advanced eye test yet. It includes a UV protection and dry eye assessment, plus an OCT scan that can help pick up eye and health conditions, including glaucoma and diabetes. Book your advanced eye test today. Vision Express. Express your vision. T&Cs apply. Upgrade your free NHS PRSI medical card eye test for a nominal fee.
You are not a sponge. You do not belong in a bucket. But when it comes to retirement plans, that's just where some people get put. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We treat you as an individual, tailoring retirement advice that's just right for just you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Hey, it's Roman here. Now at Vodafone, you can get the epic Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra and save up to £1,008 when you trade in an eligible phone. Plus, you can experience the exclusive Circle to Search feature, available only on Android, helping you to search fast and find what you need without switching apps. Go online or in-store today. Ends 12th of June. Vodafone.
Save £576 on 5GB airtime over 36 months and £72 on the phone. 100MB max speed, eligibility, credit and trade-in checks and terms apply. Finance Vodafone.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. Aid distribution centres in Gaza will remain closed for the rest of the day. It follows the reported deaths of 27 Palestinians when Israeli troops opened fire near an aid site in Rafah yesterday. The body distributing supplies says it's carrying out organisation and efficiency improvement works. David Mensah is a spokesperson for the Israeli government.
If you want peace in Gaza, then remove the UN from the equation, remove Hamas from the equation, get the food directly to Gazan families, and then we can end this war. We know that the war will end immediately when Hamas lay down their arms and let our hostages go.
The Chancellor is announcing more than £15 billion of investment in transport projects across England. Ahead of next week's spending review, Rachel Reeves will set out plans later to fund tram, bus and train networks outside London. Industry bosses are welcoming Donald Trump's decision to exempt Britain from his latest tariffs on steel and aluminium. Metals produced here and imported by the US will be taxed at 25%, as levies elsewhere are put up to 50%. Elon Musk has criticised Mr. Trump's new tax and spending bill, calling it outrageous and a disgusting abomination. The billionaire wrote online that he just can't stand it anymore. The bill extends tax cuts and increases military spending, which will push up the national debt. But White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Mr. Trump is unmoved.
The president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it.
The rail regulator says operators are taking disproportionate action against passengers who don't have a valid ticket. The Office of Rail and Road says travellers face inconsistent treatment and outcomes. It wants clear information about prices and